Hey, it's Amy, the Queen Bee NYC, and I'm here to tell you this week to forget what people tell you. Here's my little example, balance. That word used to annoy me, and it still pretty much does. And it's probably because I feel like I don't have much of it in my life, and everyone seems to be talking about the importance of living a balanced life. And I've always felt like an extremist. I'm either all in or I'm all out. It's like if I don't pledge my life or loyalty to something, it's not worth it, it's not good enough, and I don't even know what that means, right? Which brings me to my broader question. We tell ourselves a lot of stuff, right? But do we really think about what we're thinking about? It's time to listen to ourselves. Really listen. What are we saying to ourselves? What are we telling ourselves? Where did that thought come from? Where did that belief come from? What does it mean? Does it even make sense for our life? We often accept things we've been told or have been doing for years and never bother to question whether or not that belief or behavior actually serves our best interest. So my kind of urge to you is to do that now. Question things moving forward. It's not too late. Now, getting back to balance, is it best to be balanced? How the hell should I know? I think there are plenty of people who aren't balanced, according to others, right? There are creative people who go off for months to work on a project. You know, they're writing an album or they're writing a book or they're doing artwork. Is that really a problem? Maybe some people might think so. There are entrepreneurs who start companies and spend every waking hour thinking only about their business, but they have to do that in the beginning, right? To get it off the ground. Bad thing? Define bad. There are new moms who can only live and breathe for their babies in the first month or year. Is that a bad thing? Again, define bad. Define being out of balance. I feel like it's not about trying to balance each aspect of our lives every single day, but maybe it's more within our life overall and just to constantly be checking in and looking to see where we might be, you know, off and if we need something. But then again, what feels good to one person is not going to feel good for another. So the bottom line is the only way to know what balance means to you is to think about it. Spend some time thinking about it. And the only way to know what works is to try something on for size. I don't know about you, but I am done with people telling me what to do and how to live. And I feel like we all need to rise up and be little rebels in our own lives and to take what people have to say, right, with a grain of salt. Listen to it. Filter that. But know that we all have an inner truth that's different from everyone else's. And it's okay. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's no right way to do anything. Listen to yourself. Follow your own arrow and do what feels good and what feels right for you. So question everything and be mindful. And until next week, be buzzin'.